We talk of Christ, from darkness into light. We can know with a surety, when our lives are dark, that Jesus Christ can transform that darkness into light, as we sincerely repent. Name withheld. There have been times in my life when I felt as if there was no hope for me to be happy or to return to our Father in heaven. Several years ago, I was disfellowshipped from the church. I had lived a life of pride and sin, and had suffered greatly because of my actions. My engagement to the woman I loved didn't work out. My relationships with others were suffering, and I wasn't happy. Although I wished I had chosen to be humble long before then, I was compelled to be humble and to seek to do the will of the Lord. I started to read the Scriptures more frequently, to pray more often, and to seek to serve others. I tried to repair the relationships I had neglected for so long, including my relationship with Heavenly Father. I truly desired a change of heart. It was early morning as I drove to school one day, and the sun was not yet up. The eastern horizon glowed, and the western horizon was dark, with a full moon descending behind it. I had developed a habit of conversing with my Heavenly Father while driving. As I prayed during this car ride, my mind was enlightened, and a new hope was placed within my heart. I realized that my life was glowing and getting increasingly brighter, just like the eastern horizon. The darkness was dissipating, and my sins, which were as great as that full moon, were descending. They were not yet gone, but I knew that they would soon be if I continued my sincere repentance. I had hope that someday my life would be as bright as noonday. With time, and as I prayed for love for my Heavenly Father and others, I became more humble. Increased humility led me to serve God and others more selflessly, and my hope for eternal life and a better future was renewed and replenished. As that hope grew, so did my faith that my Savior, Jesus Christ, is mighty to save and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I know the words of Mormon are true. Ye shall have hope through the atonement of Christ and the power of His resurrection to be raised unto life eternal. Moroni chapter 7, verse 41.
Sidebar. What are the conditions of repentance? The prophet Helaman taught that repentance has conditions. The Lord surely should come to redeem His people, but He should not come to redeem them in their sins, but to redeem them from their sins. And He hath power given unto Him from the Father to redeem them from their sins because of repentance. Therefore He hath sent His angels to declare the tidings of the conditions of repentance, which bringeth unto the power of the Redeemer, unto the salvation of their souls. Helaman chapter 5, verses 10 through 11. Consider studying the following scriptures to understand better some of those conditions. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. 1 Nephi chapter 10, verse 21. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 8. Mosiah chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Alma chapter 34, verse 33, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verses 42 and 43.
Sidebar: Happiness through repentance. Do we understand our Heavenly Father's eagerness at our every effort to return to Him? Even when we are still a great way off, He welcomes our return. We experience joy as the love of our Savior assures us that we can yet be clean, that we will one day be home again. This happiness comes only through repentance. As we leave wrongdoing behind and exercise faith in Jesus Christ, we receive a remission of our sins. We sense that our Savior is doing for us what we cannot do ourselves. Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, The Joy of Becoming Clean, Ensign, April 1995, page 51. End of the article, From Darkness into Light.